700 and some odd thousand for until through December for 22 days. They've released 22 days worth of money, so you do 22 days worth of work, but you can't commit beyond that. So saying we have $13 million is, so all the counties on their BRO, you know, there's about $12.3 million that funnels down from MoDOT to the BRO, and MoDOT's standard answer is, we'll give you an updated balance first of next year. They're just holding steady.
So basically that just means we're marking time. All this other stuff that we're trying to get moving. So at any rate, okay. No? Yeah.
Right. Any new business bills not been discussed?
Yeah, be more specific on our budget for our project work. Can you apply for that for us again for this year?
Already did.
Approved yet? That doesn't go along with the county budget, right? Good. You're ahead of the curve. Thank you.
I was going to mention that. I'll update a couple projects I know are complete and send you the list so you can send it with the email or whatever. But we haven't done anything this year, so there's $5,000 contract out there that has to be used by the end of the year. Every year we do a new one, so if you do give me some projects to add before the end of the year, we can do it on the 2020 contract.
We won't have another meeting this year, will we?
And we're going to need to discuss those projects too, so it'll be into next year's.
Which is fine. It usually takes us a month or two, you know, to get the commission to approve the new contracts and all. First of the year, we'll get that process started. But I was going to ask you if you want me to do that, actually, because we haven't used it in 2 years. We've had it in place. But
we get the expressway going. There's going to be a lot of need to update this, that, and the other thing, because the urban dynamic and all that area is going to change, and so there's going to be projects that aren't on there now that we haven't met yet that we need to be on there.
But if there's changes that you know already need to be made, I can go ahead and make use of the funds that we've got
two
authority
on that are done.
As long as Devin will pay the bill when he comes in.
The changes I'm talking about are changing the column to complete so it drops off the list, so it's not a charge for. So.
Sounds good.
But I think it does merit reviewing that list in some detail and seeing if there's some other things we need to add. Devin, are all those ways and all those low water crossings that you mentioned earlier, Grand Clark Road and all that, are they on there already?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, and that's one thing we don't do very well. You guys have projects, and they never get on there. A lot of the projects that get done had never been on any list or anything. We need those projects to get on that list so we can show them we're making progress, because there's a lot of progress being made. You just might not know it by our list. So when we come on to Round Mountain is on there.
Yeah.
But when we come on to those kinds of projects, we need to be sure that they get added to the list. Even though we know they're going to be funded and they're going to get going.
They haven't been approved yet. I mean, we can have Jim add those three. He's mayor with him. I've been working with Travis on them.
So why don't we add those three on there? Okay, so why don't we add those on there too? Out of that $5,000 and get them evaluated and get them on there.
Because I don't know if cheese plant's on there or not, but I'm in the process of it.
We can get you an info on that, Travis.
So any of that kind of stuff, there's a lot of stuff that's not approved on there. It's just on there so that people get a chance to get it going again.
Yeah, I think cheese plant came up kind of as an emergency issue whenever that we were looking underneath that bridge after some flooding. But Bill, I'll get you the info on that.
Another one that wasn't on there would be Old Remus Road down in the very bottom before you make the last corner. When the water came up, people were trapped and they had nowhere to go. So luckily, I got that on one of our nationwide permits on the maintenance because I did not make any, do any tree removal. And it is now built up to 697. And it should never be underwater again. I mean, if you want to put that on there and then show it as completed.
I don't think that's all bad. I think that actually record, because people say, what are you doing? And you see the list and there's, and it's not there. Well, you're doing a lot. We just aren't getting credit for it.
That one there has not been paved and it won't be, so it could technically be put on there to be raised up, which we've already done, but they have to do the paving in the spring when it warms up.
Okay. So that's good. What about Slough Hollow and all that? Is that all done? Okay.
Fall Creek Road, I'm working with a developer on putting some turn lanes in it.
There was something
up around Country Bluff.
Yeah, concrete's on there now, not the turn lanes, but.
And those are, we're evaluating because of flood conditions, they could be given an emergency rating, you know, that bumps them up on the scale.
Well, that's, you know, some of that flood stuff is not in the county, you know, that's in, where it goes under there by Thousand Hills at the bottom, is that in the county or is that in the city?
They're on Cooper Creek?
Yeah.
That's county.
Oh, okay, I thought that was in the city.
They're on the golf course?
Yeah.
Now the city has two that the water. They're just off the Fall Creek Road that we're talking about doing maybe next year.
Well, you know, you just don't want the city stuff.
Yeah. On.
That box culvert I put in there at Cooper Creek. That was February 19th. We did that.
Well, we got safety ratings there, but I don't think we have emergency ratings. Those take a special category. Urgent. Urgency.
Yeah, and that full, green list was definitely
full support of this board.
A lot of houses back there, and now that our friends at the court want to keep us up that upper echelon of Bull Shoals, you know, it was deep to get across the end of the houses.
They cooperate good with me on this end, and that was just a phone call, and they'd like to go for it.
I see we just hold them loose, blow about 660.
And the other thing that Mr. Long was going to do is try to get him to do a flow study and get it to where they'll keep the water equal out there.
Yeah, hopefully that'll happen. That's
one thing that has happened that is only tangent to transportation is Turkey Creek now has a river gauge. And so does Roark Creek have river gauges. So before, the way we figured out whether Turkey Creek was flooding was I looked out my city hall window, and if you could see the water, it was deep. Mm-hmm. And if not now, you can just go to NOAA's river hydrology, and you can look and you can see those two. So you know when roads are going under. And so that's a big improvement. It's like Bull Creek. It's the same kind of system. Now, what are they doing with Bull Creek? I'm understanding Boyce's Bridge and all that's got to go. And
I think they're already tore down.
Okay.
But there's lawsuits there and everything else. We've been called three or four times by now. If you did, we ran like heck from, to be honest with you. We don't have any deal with it.
Apparently, it was the engineer's right originally, just not built according to plans.
Yeah, originally.
That's why the engineer's not in the lawsuit. It's just the contractor and owner and their redesigner and rebuilding something.
Well, they better design it good, because when we put the big one in above, it's going to really let the
water. Was that Roselle? Yeah, Roselle designed it, and then what got built was not anywhere close to the design. And the design got permitted by CORE. The contractors built it, they felt, I guess, was necessary, or whatever, put the budget. Couple wrongful death lawsuits later.
Now the budget's relative.
Fairview Church, we did go put a slab over it. had nothing but Bear Creek rock or creek bottom. And it kept over time getting bigger and bigger holes in it. So we went out and got four permit and four slab in house.
So these projects that have been done, do you actually want a sheet prepared for each one or just add it to the list as a complete project?
I would just add them as a complete project. Because otherwise we're going to really spend a lot of time on this.
We do need to
look. Otherwise we don't have a tally of where we've been and it looks like nothing's getting done.
Also when you go to the commission and you ask for more money, what's nice to go, we completed 8 projects or 10% of our list this year.
Yeah.
I feel better about, well, heck, let's give them more money.
And then Thunder Road, I don't know if you put it down. That would definitely be one other thing to put in there.
Thunder Road's been around since 2007. It was the first project I ever worked on at Great River. And one of the commissioners at the time decided to stop working on it. The first project I ever worked on.
I don't think
it would be a realignment and to get it to where the people are not flooded out.
Those in favor, those same sign, we carry to a meeting adjourned.
Sure. 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 Sure.